Praise the Lord. We're glad that God has watched over us, blessed us with life, health, and strength, and with the mindset to come together today that we might worship Him in spirit and in truth. We're glad to see those of you who are visiting with us, and we trust that you will not make this your last time to visit with us. We endeavor to worship God in the way that the church that was established in Jerusalem, the first church of Christ, was established in the city of Jerusalem in Acts chapter 2. And we endeavor, because of what's written in God's holy book, the Bible, to live and act the same as they did in the worship service. Today is the first day of our gospel meeting. The guest evangelist, he finally found us. And he's here. And the wife says, me too. So she's here also. And we're delighted to have them with us. And he's no stranger, because both of them have been here before. The Jacksons. Did I get that right? The Jacksons are here. But she's not a preacher. He's the preacher. We want you to observe closely and carefully. And let us pay close attention to the lessons that he has to share with us. Because all of us want to one day hear the Lord say, well done. Well done. Now, if you have your Bibles, you say, you're not a preacher. You know. You're correct. But if you have your Bibles, before he comes, the last book of the Bible is what book? Chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. We're just so delighted to see all these folk, and some of them we know they have come from distances. And whatever we practice and teach, don't hesitate if you have a question regarding it. We'll be glad to sit down and have a study with you and open the Bible. We endeavor to speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible is silent. At the final roundup of human affairs on planet Earth, in the book of Revelation chapter 20, and I saw, I'm starting to read it, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. Note carefully. And I saw the dead. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. So now you know just by that reading that we're dealing with folk who have come alive at the final round, judgment day. And the books, plural, were opened. And another book was opened, singular, which is the book of life. The book of life. We're going to be judged at the final roundup of human affairs by what God has written in his holy book, the Bible. So let us make our calling and election sure and live our lives and worship him according to what the apostles taught the people to, how the apostles taught the people to do in the book of Acts and throughout the New Testament. And the sea gave up the dead which were in them, in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. Watch this. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So whatever you practice, religiously, make sure you can read it in this book called the Bible. This man that's come here today is a gospel preacher, preaching according to the books. We read about the Church of Christ in the book of Romans, your Bible, in the book of Romans. Your Bible is in the Bible, is in the book. So if you are supporting a church, make sure you can read about that church by name in the Bible. Amen. Because you want to make heaven your eternal home of abode. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, visiting friends, Brother Jesse Jackson coming before us to share words from God's sacred oracular after the verse of a song. Brothers?
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Amen.
I would love to say to you, as I said to Brother Brian, you don't have to waste that time telling them who I am. I've been here so many times until I'm thinking about sitting up house. I'm just enjoying Richmond, Virginia. I'm almost to the point now I can tell when we're traveling what's around the next curve. It's just a blessing to have been invited back to Sandy Lane. I was glad to see Brother Green, who I thought was going to come and escort me over, but Brother Green said he'd been here long enough, he knows. So I met Brother Green at the building. And then I see my little smart girl. She's still there. I remember her from the last time. As we were, as Prentice and Vertis. Spell it. Burton. As Prentice and Burton were singing, I had a change of heart in the preaching. First of all, keep on singing and keep on worshiping God. As you can see, I brought my wife of 44 years, and I think it was the late, great Otis Redding said, I've been loving her too long to stop now. And it's just a plumb pleasing pleasure, again, to have been invited in the company of Brother and Sister Brown. And we just look forward of having a good time. Now, Apprentice, what I'm going to do, now Mac gonna like this. I'm going to borrow Mac and Brother Green. Brother Green will make me look tall. Amen. See, when I call Mac up, boy, he's just going to shine. But I love preaching. I love preachers. And I love God's people. Brother Brown said something, and then we're going to get into the lesson. He said, behold, the dead or the small and great, the well-known and the, doesn't matter. See, death equalizes. Amen. Will rise in that day. But then Brother Brian said something else. He said, the books, plural. Now, Paul said we are living epistles. Now, a compilation of letters is a book. By the time we go to the grave, we will have formed a book. We are the books. Now, when our books lay beside this book, then if these books don't measure up to this book, I'm from the country, it'll be too wet to ply. It's too late then. Whatever you do, saints, don't be sorry.
Ain't nothing worse than a sorry saint. Story was told down in my home where there was a man, he was so sorry until the community came together and said, let's bury him alive. So they all agreed. So they got him, Prentice, on the mule and wagon. Now, Prentice, being you from the city, you only thing you know about mule and wagon is westerns. But they got him on the mule and wagon, and he got in and laid down, Brother Brown. And they met a man bringing him some corn. Now, again, you got to be from the country to understand the word shuck. Amen? So they stopped. They met and they stopped. Where y'all going? The Bill just won't do nothing. We're going to bury him alive. Well, wait a minute. I have a load of corn for him. So Bill was lying down. He raised up. He said, is it shook? He said, no. Bill said, drive on. Now, there are some people you just can't help. Yet we are compiling our letters. So if this book does not measure up to this book. And see, when people say, you make me sick. No. You may allow her or him to make you sick. They cannot write nothing in your book. You are responsible for making up and compiling your book. Brother Brian, make me sick. That may be true. But he has his book. Honey, you going to service today? I don't think so. I'm still upset from last night. Maybe. But that's going in your book. You know, I just don't like her. If I go today, she'll just spoil my whole entire worship. And I can't stand that dress she wears anyway. That may be. Even though you didn't buy her dress, but that may be. But it's still going in your book. So, Brother Mac, if this book does not measure up to this book, that's going to be a sad day. Now, I'm not going to be long, I promise. I'm just going to ask you to turn now to Acts, the 4th chapter. Brother Burton and Brother Prentice singing so, and the Spirit came by me and caused me to change from David to Paul. Go with me now to the 4th chapter of the book of Acts. And I'm just going to take this and put it back because stay with me and let's work together in the 4th chapter of the book of Acts. Acts 4. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Ananias the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power Or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he's made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of, help me here, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is something in a name. All right, let's give the plot. If you give me 33 minutes and 33 seconds, it will be it. Here's the plot. Watch, and here's what I want you to remember, apprentice. I'm going to be throwing out little nuggets for you to watch God. So many times God throws out nuggets and people tend to overlook the blessings. Amen. That we have received. There are some what we think minor, but there is no minor blessings from God. Amen. Because if it's God, nothing is minor. But I want you to watch the nuggets that are thrown out in the behalf of God's people. Now, here we have, and if you can remember, the chapter began with the word and, a conjunction. So anytime you see and, you must back up and see why the and or what the and is, has been connected with. Now, we have Peter and John, God's great apostles. They have been thrown in jail. Now, let's see why. I want Mac and Brother Green to come up. Now, Mac gonna like, he likes this already. Good to see you. Good. Now, watch this now. This is Peter, and this is John. Peter and John, according to the Jewish custom, they are going to the temple to worship God. Now, every day, they go three times a day. And this is, you remember in Peter, this is Peter. You remember Peter in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts when he went up on the housetop? All right, well, it was 3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock. So now they are walking in the temple. The impotent man, 40 years, never walked. So when Peter and John pass by, him with his... He's expecting a gift. Somebody said a handout. It was God's custom to tell the Jews, now, when you see your people that are less fortunate, give to them. So every day it was the duty of somebody to bring, you remember blind Bartimaeus? It was somebody's duty to bring him and sit him at a busy street, if I may say, at the entrance of a city. If you're with me, say amen. Because I don't want you to say, well, where is he coming from? It's in the Bible. Now, stay with me now. So this particular day, Peter and John, as of the custom, going in the temple. The man sitting with his cup. So Peter and John stops and they look right at the man. In fact, they said, look on us. He's expecting a handout. Peter replied, "Silver and gold have I none." Now, had that been black folk, they'd have said, "I ain't got no money." "But such as I have, I give unto thee." Now, this is the part I love. In the name of Jesus, there's power in the name. I said it was going to take me 30 minutes. I'm trying my best. Because, see, I want us to know that there is power in the name of Jesus. Church, when you become a child of God, when you obey the scriptures, Mac, according to the scriptures, then you are justified by Jesus to call on Jesus. What justified us? When he rose from the dead, he justified us to pray to the Father. How? By the cleansing of the blood. There is something in a name. So then he said, in the name of Jesus, get up, rise up, and walk. 40 years. And when he got up, he was happy. Now, do you think he got up and said, "Ooh, I'm so glad to be walking. I have never walked before. And it sort of feels a little funny." No, no. You know what he did? Whoa! Whoa! Is that what the Bible says? The Bible says he was leaping and praising God. So Peter and John goes in the temple. You know what this man does? He goes right there with them. Is that right? That's the book. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, and we're going to imagine that you all are still up here. Thank you, Brother Green. So when he goes in the temple, the crowd began murmuring. Now watch what it says. Now the Sanhedrin is made up of 72 men. Amen. Amen. 24 elders. 24 elders meaning older men like Brother Green. I better call somebody else. Wise men. Men of the time. 24 scribes. Scribes are lawyers. They're the one that Jesus said, now whatever they say, do. Why? They know the law. But don't do as they do, for they say and do not. But they know it. But don't do as they do. They want to, let's go one step further. They want to do it to be seen of men. Now, you have the elders, you have the scribes, and most time, the high priest and all of those, they are Sadducees, because they are pretty much so well off. And Sadducees don't believe in the resurrection. That's where Paul, when Paul discovered that, in Acts 23, Paul knew that the Pharisees believed in the resurrection, but the Pharisees didn't, but yet they blend together. And that was a debate or a discussion, and it got a little hot, and Paul used it against them. God is always there. Now, while he's in the temple with Peter and John, everybody's looking. Is that him? Isn't that the man? Isn't that him that was been begging all of these years, that was sitting by the gate of Beautiful? Isn't that him? Some said, no. And finally he said, yes, me. It's him. And oh, man, he was just, how you doing? How you? Lord, that's Prentice. Hey, brother, Prentice, look at me. Look at me, brother, look at me. And the captain. Now, who is the captain? He's responsible for maintaining order in the temple. So the captain comes out and see the commotion. He run back and get the big boys. Now, let's pause. It's all right to follow your leaders. as long as your leaders are following Christ. Amen. Don't select leaders that are there to make a name for themselves. We are talking this morning, there is something in a name. There is nothing in the name of Jesse Jackson. But there is something in the name of Jesus. So when the captain got their attention, the big boys came out. Hey, what's going on now? Here's what happened. Watch this now. I was telling the lady a few moments ago, I was looking at somebody, and I was saying, God throws out nuggets. This is the first miracle that Peter and John performed after the day of Pentecost. Now, it took a blind or a crippled man. So Peter and John could fulfill God's ministry. When people are in your pathway, you don't know why they're there. But I think this is the first city that I've ever visited. You have a sign that says, don't give the people. Have you all seen that sign around? Now, in Albany, they're everywhere. And I've never seen a sign. But in Richmond, they said, don't give to the beggars. And I found that to be interesting. I don't know. But that's moving right along. Now, it took the impotent man. So Peter and John could highlight the name of Jesus. You see how it's coming together? If it wasn't no impotent man, then there wouldn't be no healing. And if it wasn't no healing, there wouldn't be no disruption in the temple. See, the temple was so laid back and everything was so precise and organized. And when you come in there, you better act like they want you to act. It's nothing wrong if a person in worshiping, when Bertrand and Prentice are singing, there's nothing wrong for somebody to say, hallelujah. Amen. Praise his name. Amen. Now, don't do like some churches. I visited certain churches there in the city, in the capital city of my state, and I said, amen. They looked back. I said, amen. They looked again. Amen. They just got comfortable then. They just the preacher up there preaching, they just turned around. So when they did, I said, hey, man. Now, when the preacher is preaching, if he's in the book, I'm going to say amen. And don't try to stop me now, because I'm in the church of Christ. And if anybody can say amen, it should be or ought to be us. Amen simply means so be it. We are giving God glory. Now, when this man was jumping, praising God, leaping, and calling on the name of Jesus, they began to grumble. So here come the scribes. Here come the Pharisees. Here come the captain. Here come the elders of the people. All out. And they said, hold it. By what name did you do this? Here come the scriptures now. The scriptures is now about to be fulfilled, because Christ has already prophesied that Peter one day would speak before the Sanhedrin. Yes, so Peter says, now this is Peter now. Oh, now is my opportunity. And guess what the first thing Peter did? The first thing Peter did was preached the gospel. Christ died, was buried, and was resurrected. And the Sadducees had a fit. And they laid hands on him and they put him in a holding. The reason they didn't take him to jail, they put him in a holding area, because the time was too late. And the Bible said, and they laid hands on him. That didn't mean they beat him at that time. But they laid hands on them and locked them up until the next morning. And now when the next morning came out, they put them in what you call the hot seat. Now the hot seat is every time I ask you a question, you better answer it. By what authority you do this? And Peter just waiting, smiling. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is guiding him. When you know that the Spirit guides you, that's when you can open your mouth. How do you know the Holy Spirit is guiding? When you speak what thus saith the Lord. That's how you know the Spirit is guiding. Make sure you have the right temperament. Watch your behavior and watch your personality. You can be right, but you can be in such arrogant manner until people don't want to hear anything you have to say. So, I want to show you what happened here. Go with me. Perpentice, you ready? Go with me, Perpentice, to Acts, the 4th chapter. I had it on my other scripture because I hadn't planned to preach this, but since you all start singing, so we're going to go to Acts. Start, Perpentice, at verse 5. Acts 4 and verse 5.
And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes.
Notice what it said. Rulers, elders, and scribes. That 24 rulers, 24 elders, 24 scribes. That makes up the Sanhedrin. Who is the Sanhedrin? The highest lawmaking body in Israel. They're the one that tell you on a Saturday, the Sabbath day, if you have to walk so many feet, then you have considered one that have violated the law because you have worked. If there are too many steps that goes upstairs to your house, if you have more than a certain number, then you have been declared, or they had the law down to a pen. You have been declared, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You are not keeping it holy. Now that was their job, and they did it too well. It was so well until Jesus said, don't too much concern yourself with it. Just look at the word and listen to the apostles. All right, Brother Prentice.
And Annas the high priest,
uh-huh,
and Caiaphas and John and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this?
Now, but repent, that was the intimidation hour. They were there to be intimidated. They were there to make sure that Peter and John stop doing this. Whatever name or what by whatever power you're doing it in, stop it. Stop it right now. Watch the response.
Then Peter, filled with the Holy
Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost.
Said unto them,
uh-huh,
ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole,
mm-hmm,
be it known unto you all.
All of you.
And to all the people of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That by the name of Jesus
Christ.
Let
it be named, Prentice. If I've done something wrong, I did it in the name of Jesus Christ. Read.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
mm-hmm,
whom ye crucified.
Watch me now.
Whom God killed, raised from the dead.
Whom God raised.
Even by him doth this man stand here before ye whole.
That Prentice, he just eased the gospel in. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
You all crucified him. Thank God you did. The same one that I said on the day of Pentecost. That same Jesus that you crucified. God has made him both Lord and Christ. They jumped in. And now the boldness of these fellas preaching. Read, Prentice.
This is the stone.
Let's talk about that for a minute. And then I'll sit down, Brother Brown. On the buildings, a cornerstone for you carpenters. You might even have to help me. It's put right here in the front. The purpose of the cornerstone, one go in this direction and one go in that direction. It's the cornerstone. One for the Jews, one for the rest of the world, which is Gentiles. This is the cornerstone that came to bring the world together. This is the cornerstone that was from the beginning. This is the cornerstone. Isaiah talked about the cornerstone. This is the stone of which you builders set at naught, but has become the head of the corner. Read, princes.
Neither is there salvation in any other.
No, what is salvation? Salvation means a deliverance or delivering from danger. The only name that you can be delivered or saved by is the name Jesus. Amen. Just to give you just a tiny nugget, the other day I was doing a little work around the house and I misplaced the screw and I couldn't find the screw for nothing. And I was looking. Finally, I stopped and prayed. Now look how minute that is, I thought. Soon as I opened my eyes and looked around, that was. Now, hear my point. So I began then to think. Now, wait a minute. If that had been some great thing that I wanted to achieve, I would have talked to God about it. But since it's so minor, oh, don't worry about it. No. I'm the same Christian that when I pray for something great, why don't I pray for something what I consider small? I'm still calling the name of Jesus. When you lose your temper, call on the name of Jesus and watch the serenity that overshadows you. When you're about to make an important decision, don't go in alone. Call on the name, because there is something. In this case, there is power in a name. Brother Prentice, if you would finish that, please.
Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
That's the only name. David began to face the giant. David began to face this 8-foot giant. When David walked out, he had, I don't know how many pounds of gear that's on him. His spear weighed more than David. And David said, you come out like you looking, but I come out in the name of Jesus. When the Hebrew boy were thrown in the fiery furnace, and Nebuchadnezzar goes there and look in and say, how many did you throw in? The attendant said, I threw in 3. But Nebuchadnezzar said, well, behold, I see 4, and the 4th one looks like the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, he's been there from the beginning of time. Somebody might ask, Brother Jackson, how old is Jesus? Then, Brother Brian, I would tell them, on his mama's side, he's 2,018 years old. But on his daddy's side, he's from eternity to eternity. There is something about the name of Jesus. Well, when Daniel was in the lion's den, Daniel, they tell me, went in there humble, wasn't kicking, wasn't resisting. Why? Because every day at 3:00, Daniel would open his window and look toward Jerusalem and began to pray to God. Don't wait until calamities come upon you. Just call on God every chance you get. We came up here in the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but before we left Albany, Albany looked like a war zone. In fact, let me show you how God worked. They were telling all the citizens of Albany, don't drink the water. Say, if you have somewhere to go, go.
that Wednesday Brother Brian called me and said, "Brother, come on up here to do a meeting." That Thursday they said, "If you have somewhere to go, go." And I said, "Yes, I have somewhere to go. I got to go and preach the gospel." They are saying, "If you have anywhere to go, stay about 3 or 4 or 5 days because the water is not fit for consumption." Look how God. I didn't know this time last Sunday that Brother Brian was going to call me up there. I didn't know this time last Sunday that we were going to experience such disaster. It looked like a catastrophe has taken place. It looked like a disaster. There's not hardly a yard in the city of Albany that debris is all over. My wife has some pictures for it. But when they said, "You leave," I said, "Now, how?" No water. Very few people have lights. Some don't have running water. And they said, "Get out of town." Well, brothers and sisters, I didn't resist because I got out of town. I came up here and I'm preaching, doing the same thing that we're supposed to do. I talked down this morning and I said, "The building has lights yet." No, no lights. And we can't drink the water. So they got to take it easy on the water. I just want to show you. We might think major, but look how God takes care of his people in all manners. Everything is done about Christian ought to be done in the name of Jesus, because it's power in the name of Jesus. Peace among us in the name of Jesus. Tranquility in the name of Jesus. Did you know the name of Jesus can cause a person that don't like you to begin to ease and be your friend? Why? There is power in the name. No other name. And don't be ashamed to call it. If a person, if a member has been out there for many years and they come back, don't ask them, "Where you been?" No. Invite them, embrace them, and tell them, "Welcome back in the name of Jesus." There is no name given. And when you look at the book of Acts, it all started in Acts 2. Acts 2, Acts 3, Acts 4, Acts 5 is a, Acts 6 is a continuation of how God is blessing. You remember when the people brought all of their goods and laid it at the apostles' feet, sold it, and everybody was given as they were in need? Why? They did it. Now, this happened after the first miracle. And the first miracle was done in the name. We are here this morning in the name of Jesus. Everything a child of God does, it ought to be in the name. Young ladies, when you go ready to go getting ready to get married, ask him, "Does he know this man?" He may think he's a man, but does this man know this man? Now, if this man knows this man, no, don't take his word. Bring him here. And when Brother Brian finished with him, he'll know. In the name of, don't you reach out there and grab a pair of britches and mess your life up. Bring him so he can understand that there is power in a name. I know men think we are macho. That's just our nature. But if we, this man, consider that man, then we will be macho in the name of that man. But without that man, we're nothing. Now, maybe some of you here this morning, you may not understand, but everything is centered around the name of Jesus. It was Jesus that died for our sins. He died. That's why this afternoon, if God's will, for a little while, we're going to go back to the 23rd Psalm in a different way, unless Burden and Prentice do as they have done before. Everything. One more. You remember when Abraham was sitting at the gate of his farm, and he looked up and he saw three angels coming, And one of them was Jesus. And Jesus, he fell down. And Jesus told him what he was doing about Sodom and Gomorrah. And then he tells Abraham, this time next year, your wife will conceive. Sarah listening and laughed. You mean to tell me I should have pleasure in my old age? You mean to tell me I can conceive? And Jesus asked Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? And Sarah, I didn't laugh. Why? Jesus knows everything, doesn't he? In the name of Jesus. Next year, a 91-year-old lady gives birth. And the stimulants that they have was not even heard of. That's all we needed. This morning, that's all we need. This week, that's all we need. If you have Jesus, you have enough. When Peter and John began to, do you think that it bothered them to be thrown and put in a holding cell overnight? Look what Paul and Silas did. They struck up a prayer meeting. Peter and John were glad to address the Sanhedrin Council, the big boy. They're the one, when they walked the street, they became known as bruisers. Now, what happened when they would see a woman coming down the street? Rather than being accused of lusting, they would close their eyes. And when they closed their eyes, they would run into objects. They ran into so many until the people started calling them the bruisers. They would literally bruise themselves up, trying to maintain a name, but they were acting from the, here come a lady, oh, they closed out. They were acting from the outside. That's why Jesus said, now do whatever they tell you, but don't do like them because they say and do not. If you are not a Christian this morning, now is the time to be one. Brother Brian read earlier, on the day of judgment, a book will be open. This is this. Then the books, that's the life that we have lived. And when our book is laid up by this book, if this book don't match up with that book, it'll be more than too wet to ply. It'll be eternal damnation. You don't have to go there. The Bible said with the Christian, the blood is constantly, every day, running. Not our blood running too, constantly cleanses up our sin. Look at the opportunity, look at the privileges, look at the benefits in Christ Jesus. Oh, look how he hung on that cross for our sins. You must believe that he died, was buried, but rose from the dead. Make up in your mind that you're going to change from wrong to right. You cannot enter heaven raggedy. Believe that he died just for us. Well, Brother Jackson, it's sort of difficult for me to believe that. I mean, I have to see it. No, you don't. You don't see the wind, do you? Now, many of us have never seen the Eiffel Tower, but we believe it's there. Oh, it's so many things that we can just go around. That many of, when we go to the restaurant, we go in the back and say, all right, now, how did you cook this stuff? Let me examine it. No, we sit down and we order and we cut that steak and we eat and we have fun. What? By what? By faith. Don't even, and many times we forget to ask God for this blessing. Yet, we say, I have to believe. Why we are so difficult and technical when it comes to salvation? Just believe. Isaiah says, so simple until fool cannot err therein. Confess. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and then be willing to be buried with him in the water of grave of baptism. And when you come up out of the water, he will give you a gift, and the gift is called the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Now, what do you mean, the Holy Spirit? On the inside, the Bible said, let the word of God, which is the Spirit, dwell in you richly. When you get ready to mess up, there's an alarm that will go off. That's why it's good to be in Sunday school so we can grow in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. So we'll know how to live in Christ. And then the Spirit will be given to us to guide us. And then when we die, the Spirit goes back to God. And when he received the spirit that he gave, if that spirit has been well done, then you hear him say, well done. For those who have done that, but you've erred, you come back too by repentance, confession, and prayer. If you want to be saved, come. If you want to be restored, come. As we together stand and sing our song of invitation.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender all. To him I freely give. I will never love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
See, when you become a child of God, don't overlook nothing. What I mean by that, when God blesses you, put it in your memory bank. And that will help you. So when you get to the next obstacle, you can look back and say, well, he brought me through this one. You remember when they put Peter, soon as Peter did his miracle, they put him in the holding cell. And then the next day, of course, they went to him and they said, now, we're going to let you go providing you shut your mouth. And of course, you know Peter. Peter said, now, wait a minute. You mean to tell me, first of all, we're going to obey you rather than God? That's number one. Number two, we can't help but to testify of the thing. Now, that's my point. Look at how good God's been to all of us. Oh, I can tell you, I can stand here for the next 40 minutes and tell you just about the hurricane that came through Albany, Georgia. And I mean, you would say, how in the world? How could this happen? How really could it happen? That's Jesus. Now, watch this now. Then that same Peter was locked up. And the doors opened without any electricity, didn't they? So when you look at it, and what it's doing, it's giving us examples to say, okay, last year, the doctor almost threw their hands up. I was in an accident, but I'm still here. So many things happen. That's why we ought to give it to God. Why don't you come now? Why don't you come? Where else can you go? On the day of judgment. You got to remember now. Let me just show you how the day of judgment would be just a little bit. You remember when Jesus was about to be crucified and Jesus said, as they were sitting, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the same that dippeth his hand in the tray with me, the same shall betray me. You know what Peter did? Peter said, hey, John, ask him, is it me? And John said, wait a minute, I got to first make sure it ain't me. Y'all remember that? Now watch this. On the day of judgment, am I saved? Everybody making sure. Individually, they can't save you. Reb, sure enough, can't save you. The Pope can't save you. Only Jesus. And how is that? By the way, there's nothing like on earth, the church of Christ. Amen. Brother Prentice, if you give us one more standard. Wait a minute. Let them think about it, Brother Prentice. Let them think. Let us all think about how good God has been to us. Well, Brother Jackson, the doctor, I know the doctor did his job, but it was God working through the doctor. If you look at it now, there are many doctors that have worked on me. They're gone on. Thank God I didn't depend on them. Is that right? Depend on God. Let me just give you a few moments to think of how good. The man that prayed this morning, Brother Green, said he touched us with the finger of love. Every one of us, our days are numbered. It's something. When this heart get ready to stop, how many in here can look down and say, you better not stop? So since you know, and I know we can't do that, you may be seated while Brother Prentice or Brother Burton.
Acts 4:7, that was designed when you look at the original print. It means it was designed that the Sanhedrin should intimidate. Don't let nobody intimidate you for being a Christian. God bless you.
I surrender all. I surrender.